time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? I'm not asking for forgiveness, asking for a blank check. I wanna know, where did we go wrong? Memories torn like paper.
Welcome, everybody, to another special, very, very special interview here on Max Inc. Radio. Happy to have you along and really happy to welcome in today 7,000 Apart. 7,000 Apart is made up of a duo and a couple, I should say, Amelie Iding and John Crescine. How are you two? And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. And yeah, we're doing great.
I would have to say you are doing terrific. Now, that's my opinion, of course. You're based in Green Bay right now, anyway. Mm-hmm. And the name of the duo, this is the first question I really want to ask you. And I'm sure you get this all the time. 7,000 Apart, though, kind of ties in and refers to where you're from and how you met. Can you explain that great story to us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. And when I was 17 years old, I came to the U.S. as an exchange student. And I could have ended up pretty much anywhere in the entire country. But, you know, fate, luck, whatever you want to call it, it brought me to Green Bay, Wisconsin and to Preble High School. I met John.
Yeah. So we met in music theory class, actually, my senior year of high school. And we became really good friends over music, and then we became more than friends, and we ended up dating all of that school year. And then at the end of the school year, we had to decide whether or not we wanted to break up or stay together and try long distance. And we decided to try long distance, and we ended up spending 3 years, 7,000 kilometers apart from each other.
Which is like 4,362 miles or something.
Either way, that's a long way to be apart.
It's a long way. So we were apart for those 3 years. It was super difficult, but we got through it. And then after those 3 years, we got married over in Sweden, and then we moved to the U.S. to start pursuing music.
That story just says so much about who you both are, what you knew you wanted to do and wanted to do you know, with a person. I mean, it's just incredible to me. So congratulations on all of that to start. So you come back. You come back to the United States. You're basically based in the Green Bay area right now. Is that right?
Yeah, we've been here since we moved here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're lucky to have you in Wisconsin. And when I said you're doing terrific, I meant it. You guys are having some really good successes when it comes to music. You're popular in Wisconsin, across the Midwest. Are you surprised at how quickly some of this happened? Or would you say you've been working really hard to make this happen too?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been ups and downs. And I mean, throw in a pandemic in the middle of all the hard work. I mean, that definitely slowed things down. We were on Sweden's Got Talent right before the pandemic hit, as well as we did our first regional tour. So we felt like things, and we were talking to some record labels and stuff too.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of felt like, you know, we just kind of went downhill a little bit. But the pandemic gave us some other opportunities that we wouldn't have had. And made some good connections. And I would say, like, it's been a slow but sure grind, if that makes sense. Like, we have worked really, really hard. And, you know, we started out having, like, seven, like, side jobs to support doing music. Ooh. And then one after the other, we were able to let them go. And now we're officially full-time, which was our goal from the start. So we consider ourselves very lucky.
Yeah.
Terrific. You know, when we do these interviews, many times we'll hear later, wow, we didn't even know that there was this kind of talent in Wisconsin. Do you feel like in some ways you have to fight that a little bit? Or are you having, you know, again, with your success, are you able to kind of get over that being now from Wisconsin and the Midwest?
No, I would say, like, it's especially up here in the Green Bay area, it's very much a cover scene. And so, like, we have amazing cover bands who are doing, like, such a great job putting on really, really cool shows, and they're extremely talented musicians. So as an original band, and especially as a pop band, which, like, pop is not really, like, you know, when people go out to see live music, normally they want to see classic rock or country. And so we show up and we're like, hi, we do pop. You know, it's definitely, it can definitely be a little hurdle, but it also sets us apart, which I think can be a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, I know you have a show coming up in Madison on Sunday. That is July 31st. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, Sunday, July 31st. That's what we're going with. Yeah, and it's going to be at the Burr Oak here in Madison. Madison is so well known, as is Milwaukee and Waukesha, for original music and all types of it. So I just know you are going to be so well loved in this area.
Aww.
You had a huge summer tour also, and you've been all around much of the Midwest, and it continues into August. So I guess, how does it feel to be out there and sharing your music with everyone?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, we do this because we love it, and touring and playing live is one of our favorite things.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun getting to do this as much as we are, I guess, too, because also from the pandemic and everything just stopping, it's really, I think we appreciate it all that much more that we get to do it almost daily. So it's really fun, and getting to see people in person too.
And get to see a lot and get to see a lot of different places in Wisconsin. I feel like we've been to every little small town, or at least driven through it, you know, by now. So it's really, really cool to see the state.
Oh, that's great. So what happens after this? Where will you go? I know August, you're still really busy, many shows throughout Wisconsin. And so if people miss you in Madison, they can catch up with you almost anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do by the fall? What are you planning? New music?
So we are actually in the process of releasing our first EP from our upcoming album. So our upcoming album is called Feel Your Feelings, and we're splitting it into two parts, so side A and side B. And so we have been releasing singles this summer, and we're planning on releasing the final EP here
the first
in the
EP,
beginning.
Yeah.
yeah. like, well, the final ICP, I guess I should say. English is hard as a second language, though.
You're doing great.
And yeah, so we're releasing that this fall, and then we're going to start working on the second part. So we definitely have a lot of work ahead of us.
Well, that gives all of us something to anticipate and look forward to. One thing I noticed, and I think I've heard is important to you, that your music, it kind of takes on the idea of all of us trying to be aware of our mental health. Why is that so important?
Yeah, so we released our first album in 2019, which was kind of a bad time to do it because our whole plan for 2020 was to tour. But when we experienced all these things, like being on Sweden's Got Talent and talking with record labels and all these tours and all this success and stuff that was moving forward really quickly in 2020. And then when that all kind of came to a stop, we had to kind of reevaluate our life and just kind of pivot. And so I actually ended up going to therapy back in 2019, just kind of dealing with things that we were struggling with as musicians and just in life in general. Being in an international relationship, there's a lot of traveling that goes on, and so figuring all those types of things out.
So
we started writing for our second album during the pandemic, largely. And so one of the things I heard in one of my therapy sessions was, John, you need to feel your feelings more. And that really just stuck with me as an artist as well. I think we're supposed to feel our feelings a lot, but also, like, as a society, we don't always feel like we can feel our feelings.
Exactly.
And we don't always feel like we can get help. You know, like, if you break your arm, people are like, oh, it's okay to go to the doctor and get that fixed, you know? But if you're struggling with your mental health, there's kind of a stigma around getting help. And so our goal, especially with this second album, is to just try to remove the stigma around getting help and asking people how they're doing, checking in with yourself as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And hopefully people can relate to some of the songs, which are some of the struggles that we've been dealing with.
And, you know, letting people know that they're not alone in what they're feeling.
Yes. And what a beautiful platform for you to be able to use. You know, I've been listening to a lot of your music, and you can hear the message in it. And the way you deliver it is so uplifting.
Thank you.
I think it really does make a difference for people because they're hearing it in that way and hearing it from you. So
yeah, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Thanks.
Yeah, wow. It's important. I agree, especially after what we've all gone through the last couple of years.
Yeah.
My goodness. Now, you mentioned, of course, I love this. You've been on Sweden's Got Talent.
Yes.
You won a Wisconsin Music Industry Award. You already did that, so that's
cool.
You have music playing on a couple of MTV shows. The Hills, I think, is one.
Yeah, we had one song placed. Our song Blank Check was placed on The Hills New Beginnings, which was really, really cool last year.
Yeah, that is a great song. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
What, though, when you look at all of those things, what do you think, together and even separately, what are you the most proud of right now?
I think I'm just proud that we keep going, to be honest, and that we got through the pandemic and that we've always just like kept this love for music and for each other, you know, because like doing music with your significant other isn't always easy, and that we're able to just keep going and be strong in both our relationship and our music. I think that's what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, I would say the same thing too. Like we've
like accomplishments aside, you know, like, yeah, winning awards is really cool and it's great to get like that recognition. But I mean, we do this because we love music and because we love each other. So like, as long as we keep doing that, I know it sounds super cheesy.
Well, we keep growing too, I think, which is one of the more exciting things. It's like a lot of artists and people like stop growing in their relationships or in their music. And I think we just keep growing and keep learning in both of those things, which is really fun.
Well, I'm so thrilled to be able to know you and say, we love you too. Oh my gosh.
So sweet.
So amazing to be able to chat with you. How are the best ways for everyone listening How are the best ways to keep up with you guys and to try to see you at a show?
Yeah, so we're really easy to find online. You just type in 7,000 apart without a space between 7,000 and apart because we had enough space in our lives. And you can just go to 7000apart.com and that will take you pretty much anywhere you need to go. But we have all the social medias.
Yes.
If you want to check out our events, I think Facebook and our website is the place to go. And for like social media stuff, you want to see what craziness we're getting into,
yes,
I would say Instagram and TikTok, and also Facebook is pretty much where we hang out these days.
Yeah.
And you're active. So anybody that isn't following them, oh yeah, follow them, find them. They're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Emily and John, 7,000 apart. I cannot thank you enough. Have a wonderful show in Madison and with all of the shows you have coming up in August. And thank you again.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. This is Max Inc. Radio, and we are local music.
Am I already in your past? Did you know this wouldn't last? Already broke. Do we go up in smoke? Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? A silhouette. You already read.
Brand new stuff from them. Burr Oak, they're going to be doing their live stuff tomorrow, Sunday, 7:31. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Quality CBD, Delta 9, Delta 8, THCP, and THC, pre-rolls, art, kombucha, and more. Why go to Beloit when you can stop by Quality CBD right there on Willie Street? Also, the Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery, East Washington, across from the Sylvie. Happy hour Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Slices of Sal's Pizza for only $1. Check out DarkHorseMadison.com for drink specials. Max Inc. Radio.
You see my
Sync Radio. Noah Arks Pet Center is sponsoring this hour of the local stuff. Noah Arks Pet Center is everything you need to keep your furry friend happy and healthy, looking their best. Schedule your pet appointment, the next experience for your pet at noaharkpetcenter.net. Also, Daily Bar and Grill in Sun Prairie. Gourmet bar food, handmade, never off a truck. DailyBarAndGrill.com. And don't forget about the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They're right there in Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery with outdoor seating and live music. Go to FullMileBeerCompany.com. Mad City Bridal Expo, that's coming up. Also a sponsor of Mag Sync Radio, Saturday, August 7th. Go to the website for free tickets, madcitybridalexpo.com. The ring is just the beginning.
I was born from a woman's dreams. At her nothing, she gave me everything. I wouldn't be sad over a man without a love. I was born from a woman's dreams. She told me I could be anything.
shouted from the mountaintops, if only you should know that I love you with all my heart and soul. World has a woman's soul. Listen closely and she'll tell you all she knows. It rustles through the trees and in all the things that grow.
Fox and Bones on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music in Madison.
Yes, I love.